kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. I was going to say, you know who. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to speak to you tonight about something I was never going to speak about, but I will now. This character called Professor Truth, who is very questionable in my view. You see, while Pastor Steve and Pastor Eli were being coddled by him, and he was telling them and tried to tell me the same thing at the feast, that we're all master teachers. And I laughed to myself, yeah, I'm a master teacher, yeah. Call no man master, first thing, right? But anyway, it doesn't really matter. I don't have to pick out little... I will pick out a few things so that you can know where I'm coming from on this very subject. Now, I steered clear of this fellow automatically. I just knew... I don't know how long Eli's been doing shows with him, but once Steve and Eli did shows with him, I said, I don't like what I see here. This fellow is somebody that mixes the alien movement with the truth, which is something that George Norrie has been involved in for quite some time. You're familiar with Coast to Coast. And the dead Art Bell, whom I believe is a Jew. Many people named Bell are Jews. Certainly a Freemason. George Norrie's book was called Worker in the Light, or Workers in the Light. Get it? Yes, and this fellow is another worker in the light. All of a sudden... he knows very little Bible, but he claims he's a Bible expert. And there's just so many oddities about the whole thing. So what had happened is I stayed clear of him. I asked him to take me off his email list. He just started emailing me out of the blue without my wish, and I asked him to take it off, and he did. Yet he just emailed me again with this new video that he put out trying to demean our brothers and CI, which I'm not a CI preacher, you see. I'm just a teacher. I'm a teacher of Yahweh. And I really don't want to be involved necessarily with any... organization or be represented in that organization, because I don't know, I just don't like the organizations. Yet, I believe much of what CI, if not everything that CI teaches. It just depends which CI you're talking about, you see. That's the problem. There's people in CI that teach that everyone's going to be annihilated that's not white. These things are not true. There's people that come in among people that are trying to do a good work, and they're trying to infiltrate. I told you in a message just a short while ago, maybe a couple of messages, that the powers that be have lost a lot of agents in this arena. And I told you that there were people that were infiltrating. And this fellow is one of them. He comes out of Maryland. That should say enough to you. Which is a hotbed for governmental nonsense. You can see that there's money behind this fellow. There's a money behind it. He went to the feast and began to try to tell us about a lot of things, pretending he was a Bible expert. And of course, I didn't recognize him as one. And he mentioned twice during the meeting, he said, I used to work with or for the CIA, but I'm not an agent. You know, me, I'm the bird on the pole, right? Now, I should have let it go. I shouldn't have said anything after the second time. I did, and I walked out of the meeting, so to speak, took my dog and said, put my hand up in the air and said, good evening. And I pointed it out to him. I said, that's the second time you said you're not an agent. Now, I suspect that he would have told that many more times, because what that is you're planting thoughts in people's brains while they're not, you know, while their guard is down. I mean, who's going to be at the feast that's an agent, right? Well, it turns out I wasn't the only one that was paying attention. But this fellow tried to put me on the defensive several times, and I told him, I said, you don't understand my mind. I said, I don't go on the defensive. I'm on the offense. And, you know, it was done in supposed good humor, but it was like, what's this all about? You know, what are you bothering me about? Am I bothering you? And as it proceeded, they weren't really part of the feast. They were like a part that would enter and leave. I don't know if they gave anything to the feast. I have no idea. I didn't see anything. But what was odd was him and his so-called girlfriend, which we didn't know at the time was a married woman, and we didn't know that he was living separate from his wife, and she's living in the same house downstairs or whatever it is. It doesn't really matter, you know. It's deplorable. Let's just put it that way. To put it in Hillary Clinton's words, which you know how much I love Hillary. Hot chocolate. And these two, now I really don't have anything to say against the woman. The woman was polite and nice and everything, but she did the same thing he did. What I will say is that they both went and they wanted to be baptized. And they knew what they knew, and they had kept that back from us, which is like lying. You understand? And they not realizing who the Father is and that the Father is always watching, they got baptized. Now, you can't blame Pastor Steve because he wasn't aware of what was really going on. So the blame is on this character and his married girlfriend. So, what does this tell you immediately? It tells me, I know, you know, I could sense that something's wrong with this. Because right away, when I see somebody teaching the alien movement with the truth movement, or with wanting to buck up with CI and teach that trash to our people, which we don't want anything to do with it, I knew something was very wrong there. I warned some people and they didn't listen to me. This is many months ago now. Now, here's the possibility. The possibility is that this fellow was sent here to infiltrate into CI. Obviously, they've spent some time. He does know some Bible. And they wanted to get him involved in CI and get him right up close with the so-called leaders of CI. And he flattered them over and over and over. And what's interesting is, this is what could have come out of it. Okay? So they get him seated in there, and he's in CI. And then the Jews know that he's an adulterer. Right? And it could be more than that, I'm not going to say. An adulterer in several ways, let's just put it that way. And it's very possible that this would have been a scandal in CI. See, they have people in there that are adulterers. This could be a deliberate act, a willful act. And it appears that I might not be so far off the point, the mark. I'm not saying that I'm positive of all this. I'm saying that this smells real bad. And I'm not doing this to defend Pastor Steve and Pastor Eli. I'm doing this because I want you to see an example of what goes on in our world today. This is just one of many fellows. We've seen Visser. We've seen others that were in CI, and the Father took care of them. He got them out. He made sure they exposed themselves, like this fellow exposed himself. And I asked the Father to take care of this in the first place. And he did. I didn't have to do anything. And so, these are the possibilities. But we'll go on further than this, because wait till you see how this develops. This is such a joke that this fellow is making a complete fool out of himself. He has made himself look like a complete idiot. I know the fellow has brains, but he's not clever enough as he thinks he is. As you will see. I promise you, you will see. Or hear. And so what this is telling you is that if he was a real Christian of Yahweh, if he was a real man of Yahweh, a real man of God, we call Yahweh God sometimes, sure we do. And I have never said anything. I've always told you that Jesus is okay to use, and that je suis in French means I am. I can testify for myself. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I'm an overcomer, and the Father has seen to it. And I shall not embarrass his kingdom, because I have put away all the youthful lusts, as the scriptures say. Now, consciously, if this man was in tune with the Father and was real, he would have never allowed himself to be baptized, knowing that he was living the life he was living, because it would be a curse to him. He cursed himself and the woman. He thinks he's gotten away with all this, and that he's going to walk off and pretend that nothing has happened and that he is the victim. But it's not going to work, because I already see the game. It may work for people that he's got fooled. This fellow likes to, I believe even, I'm not positive of this, but I'm pretty sure, I had complaints from my email list that this fellow was emailing them all of a sudden, and they said, I think it came from you. Which means he took my email list and began to mail the people on my list. Now that alone is very dirty. Very disgusting and disreputable. You see, the fruits of this fellow don't add up at all. I mean, just in the little things. If his fruits aren't adding up in the little things, what about the big things? And so, this video that came out, I was going to ignore it. I really was. But I'm glad I didn't. What I'm going to make sure that I don't do is I'm not going to let it throw my course off course, if you know what I mean. The Father has me on track, and I'm teaching you the things the Father wants me to teach you. But that's the purpose of the Fireside Chat show, is I'm able to go off on some tangents that won't affect my main course. I was amused when I found out who the pastor was that had told him that using the name Yahweh and Yeshua was witchcraft. And when you find out about this, see, I just happen to be familiar with this pastor. Because when I first came to the Father, well, not first came to the Father, but I mean when I first started waking back up around the 2006. And remember, I was a Judeo-Christian, right? Well, I had just started waking up because the Father was plucking me out of the fire. I told you all this. And I begin to go to the Prophecy Club and purchased some of their tapes because I liked the idea that Fritz Springmeier was on there, which I'm not so fond of Fritz Springmeier any longer. Now, the people that you would see on the Prophecy Club, let me give you a little background. On the Prophecy Club, number one, the main pastor named Stan claims he's an apostle. I find that odd. I find that questionable. And especially when you find out what goes on, you see. He's got former people like Bill Schneblin, which I will do exposés on these people, but I will tell you what I already know about them. Bill Schneblin was allowed to go into the Christian churches, including Stan's church, and teach on Freemasonry and all kinds of things. And this fellow claims he was a 90-degree Freemason. In, you know, not only was he with the York Rite, but he was, which fights against the Scottish Rite. But he went to the 90th degree in Memphis Mizraim. Also claims that he was a witch, and he was, and his wife as well. He was a Mormon preacher. He was a Catholic priest. He is an ordained minister, so to speak. We're not sure if that's really real or not. But he has been involved in so many things that when it comes to priesthoods, this guy is probably one of the most evil creatures on this planet. A liar. And there's much evidence to what I'm telling you. I know he was a liar because, number one, he would come into the churches and he would begin to preach and talk about things, and he would start, he wasn't preaching the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. But he'd say, I remember in the good old days when me and my wife were doing a ceremony, and she had a big snake all around her and this and that. And his memories of being a satanic, evil son of a gun, he's happy about that. He's not ashamed about that. He's not repentive about it. These are the glory days. He was fond of these things. And that made me realize that immediately that something was wrong. But there was so much more that was wrong. Spiritually, when he would speak, his mouth looked like it was black. I know that sounds weird. Like as if he almost had no teeth, and when he spoke, there was a black cover over the teeth. I caught him in several lies about Freemasonry. So he was protecting Freemasonry. And I realized that this is not a man of God. This is the church being penetrated by many other priesthoods. And that's just one of the comrades of William Hoggard. William Hoggard is the preacher, so-called, that has helped this fellow who that I'm speaking about tonight, Professor Truth. He has helped him realize that the name Yahweh is evil. and that it's witchcraft to use these terms, the Tetragrammaton and all this kind of stuff, right? Well, I'm just telling you about some of the people. See, William Hoggard went on there and he taught this thing called the Bible Code, which was, you know, very Freemasonic. You hear me from time to time talk about numbers because I've learned that they code these things. I learned some things from this fellow, that they code things. And they coat it in a lot of these news stories and so on and so forth. However, this fellow does preach a lot of things that seem to be correct. But there's something wrong. And I knew there was something wrong with him. Number one, he is definitely out for the dollar bill. He's a universalist, and universalist for sure. He is pro-Israel to the T, as you will see as I will expose that in other programs in the future. Right now, I'm just telling you things, and either you believe me or you don't. He claims that there is a Jewish conspiracy in the scriptures, and he says he believes that. But you have to look at the other side of the apple, he says. And I say to myself, what apple are we talking about? What apple? He claims that the Jews are the true God's chosen people. He's been studying the scriptures for many years and can read all kinds of Bible code in there, numbers, numerology code, which, you know, you got to think about that for a while. But he has not come to the conclusion that the Jews are a problem. He said that the Jews have 39 books in the scriptures, and he says that the Christians have the remainder out of 66 books. There's a lot this feller says. One thing I've always had is discerning of spirits. Why do you think I rejected Professor Truth in the same way as I've rejected Bill Snebelin? In the same way as I've rejected Mike Hoggard? In the same way as I rejected the Church of Christ? The Jehovah Witnesses? Etc., etc., etc. The Catholic Church? Judeo-Christianity? The Jewish version of Christianity? The father just happens to let me know things. I don't know. He didn't say, hey, don't believe in that. He just gave me clues somehow. Because he loves me and does not want me to be deceived. That's the only way I can explain it to you. I have discerning of spirits. It is a gift. I told you about I rejected that pastor there that told me that God is both male and female, remember? And I told you that I could see imp ears, pointed ears, when he was preaching on the pulpit. Same kind of thing I saw with Jim Baker. I could see that that was a demon. Now, I've told you all kinds of things, and either you trust me or you don't. I'll tell you right now, I'm not out to deceive anybody, and I don't have to defend myself in that way. I think that the truth speaks for itself, and that I have shown you that the Jews are at the bottom of all of this problem, this dual seed line thing. That we have a war against the Jews, against the Anglo-Saxon Adamites. I think it's very clear. There's been several people I've pointed to you and proved to you by reading their works for you. Are we all wrong? One amusing thing about this fellow is Tex Mars. There's another one. I listened to him for a good deal of time, and I found out that I reject him. Same thing with Bill Cooper. I told you I listened to his teachings, but I knew something was wrong. And more than I knew was wrong, I find out now with the race mixing part. I didn't realize that at the time because I wasn't paying attention to that aspect. But I did learn a lot of things. I learned a lot from what's his name? William Pierce. William Pierce is a common sense thinking man. Do I agree with every single thing he says? Probably not, but I have to say this was common sense, pure common sense, and his conclusions are truthful for the most part. I mean, he's not a Christian, but that doesn't mean he couldn't put out truth that was good. He just didn't have the full spectrum of the truth, like many of our Aryan brothers. So you have to realize what's going on here, okay? These people, other people that would come on the Prophecy Club were ex-witches that were instant prophets in the kingdom of God. I mean, they went from being a witch to saying a quick prayer and they were instant prophets of God. Oh, sure. You see, but what I knew is I knew that people that were full of demons and did witchcraft, the Father would tell them to go and tell what he had done in the flesh there, but he wasn't letting them follow him and be in part of the kingdom or any of the functions of priesthood or anything else. And just the fact that I saw that these witches, male witches, queer witches, and all kinds of strange things that went on this Prophecy Club show. You see, they would teach you some truths about what they were up to. But the fellow that was an ex-witch was always dressed in black with black ties and all kinds of things like that, as his Schneblin was too. In other words, these people can transform right from darkness into light while there's still darkness. And people will say, oh, you're light now, yes, but I see darkness. Well, this is exactly what this fellow, Professor Truth, see, nice name, but sorry, Charlie. Yahweh wants people that tell the real truth. And so the name does not fit the character. Because here's how it's going. He's sinning heavily. Doing something while he's pretending he is going to be a major figure in CI somehow. And so when the priests or the brethren find out about his sin, instead of being repentant about it and instead of addressing it and taking care of it, he has lashed out at the priesthood, at the brethren. You see two people, you take this matter from in front of a couple of people, and you see they have the right to not like that, you see? And if they had known that it was possible that this could have turned into a big CI scandal and it was deliberately being orchestrated, it could have blown up. But the Father protected, it looks like, to me. It's only going to blow up in this character's face. And so what he's doing is he comes out on the tape and he says, oh, I'm not attacking anybody, I'm not doing anything. But he claimed that the people that addressed this situation about his adultery, They are people with stony hearts. And so he went to people that love bacon, like Mr. Hoggard. You see, he was looking for a way to justify his sin. And if he couldn't justify his sin, he wants to be able to ignore it but continue on like nothing has taken place. He doesn't want to cry like Jimmy Swaggart and say, "I'm sorry, I did something wrong." He wants to play like there is nothing wrong. This is a misinterpretation of the scriptures by the brethren of the CI. And that they have stony hearts. That's why they don't agree with this. And of course, they're misinterpreting the scripture. Yes. Yes, of course. And he cried like a little baby and he said, "That Old Testament is..." He didn't say this on the tape. I just heard this from someone. You know, that they were talking about this. I didn't hear the whole tape yet, and I'm going to hear the rest of it as well. I'm going to comment on this whole thing as I go through the whole thing, because this is just the beginning where he talked. So I'm just touching on the beginning so far. Remember, he that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is shame and folly unto him. So that's my favorite scripture in the Proverbs. And so don't worry, I'm going to hear the whole matter. And then I'm going to answer on it too. So he's looking for somebody that'll agree with him that he's not an adulterer. And he's just going to walk away, and he's the victim now of people with stony hearts. But what it really is, when you really look at it, is this man's conscience is seared. While he's pointing fingers at others and saying, "Well, I didn't like that your judgment. I didn't like what you had to say about my sin. And so I'm just going to ignore my sin and just pretend I was doing the right thing all along." And his conscience is seared, heavily seared. Now listen, do I have to prove that to you? No. He's proven it to you. He's made a complete fool out of himself. He would have been smarter to accept the judgment from Yahweh if he was a man of God, if he was a man that didn't have... See, this was all a play. And I'm not the only one that noticed these things. I warned people, don't lie to the Holy Spirit. I warned them. You've heard me warn people several times about lying to the Holy Spirit. You don't do that. You just don't do that. If you do, there will be severe consequences, not only in this life, but the life to come, as the scriptures say. Now, I don't know if this fellow, you can see he must not believe in... See, it doesn't matter if we called God Yahweh or God at this point. He doesn't believe in God. Because if he believed in God, he would have never got baptized knowing he had sin. He would be ashamed before the Almighty. Correct? So this excuse of Yahweh is just an attack on Yahweh himself, on the scriptures, on the truth, on the brethren of CI, and he thinks that that's going to justify his sin, but it's not going to justify his sin, not one jot or tittle. And he's not going to walk away and pretend he's the victim and get away with this. I will warn him that And I will tell you, just watch the train wreck. Should I pray for him? I don't really know. I think that this is such a vile thing, lying to the Holy Spirit. I don't choose to pray for somebody like this. Because they came out from us because they weren't of us in the first place. You see, Mike Hoggard teaches all the kinds of things that this guy was trying to put out anyway, about aliens and, mixing aliens with the truth movement. That's what Mike Hoggard does. He pretends he knows a good deal of Bible, and I believe that he is Freemason. Even though he says, oh, why I'm not a Freemason, I don't believe that. I remember there was a time when Mike Hoggard, before I moved, every time he tried to get up and preach, he got sick. Which told me something, that Yahweh was giving a message. You know, you don't have to believe anything I tell you. You can just make your own decisions. I know that if you study into the things that I've studied. See, it just so happens this poor fellow picked just the wrong pastor to associate with, because I've already studied all these things. This Professor Truth fellow told me at the meeting as well. Thank you, Father, for reminding me of this. He told me that this other fellow, I'm trying to think of his name. He said he interviewed him, and he was a wonderful, intelligent man. The Gospel of... I don't know if I can remember his name, but... I do know it. I just have the name Stan on my mind right now, and I can't... Deagle. There's a fellow named Deagle. Dr. Deagle. And I knew right away that this fellow was fake. This fellow will talk circles of intellectualism around you. He's definitely a Freemason. And I watched his video, and when it got to the end of the video, this is always when they do these things, he started saying how we're all on the path to being God. And he was demeaning Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Do you sense anything's wrong with calling Yahweh, Yahweh, and calling Yeshua, Yeshua, which means Yahweh saves? Is there something wrong with that? Did you know in Spanish, Jose is the name Joseph? And Juan, the name is John. Do you get my point? This fellow thinks that he can just pluck some... Let me ask you a question, seriously. And this is a serious question. This fellow, Hoggard, is a huge fat man. As a matter of fact, he wants to go have the operation with the waistband put in him because he can't control his vessel. He can't control his eating, because it must be that his God is his stomach. Now, his name is Hoggard, which, let's look up the don't you think it kind of strange that the Father would have a pastor named Pastor Hoggard? I'm just asking you a question. I mean, you see, there's a lot in the names, you know. In other words, remember when I told you Bernie Madoff? He made off with the money? Okay, Hoggard. Name meaning, English. Occupational name for a swineherd or shepherd. Oh, you say, but a shepherd. A swine. Maybe he is a herdsman. Maybe he's a pastor. Maybe that's the name of Hoggard. Do you think so? Or do you think he's a swine herd? Do you think he's a swine? A swine who believes in the Jew? Now, he seems like a nice fellow. But that's the key to all that stuff. It also appears that he has the widow's peak, too. I look at a lot of things when I look at people and what they say and what they do. Okay, there's another thing here we can find out. Yeah. Herdsman, yearling sheep, hog, swine, or hog. Well, just well, anyway, that's the name of that. So, Hoggard. Just interesting. Maybe he would have a pastor named Pastor Hoggard. I don't know. But the Father will reveal. I asked the Father to reveal about these things. This fellow says that I was telling you before that there's a Jewish conspiracy, but it's not a Jewish conspiracy of the elite Jews of the world, bankers and this and that, against the world. That's not the conspiracy that the Bible's talking about. It's a conspiracy against Jews to take their name, to take away the fact that they're the chosen people of God, etc., etc., etc. You can see with this man is so confused that he studied the scriptures so much and still sees nothing. He's ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. It's scary. Another fellow was criticizing him. And he had said he read the New Testament. We don't use that term. He had read the whole Bible 300 times. And he says he reads the scriptures 8 hours a day and still does. If you could see the countenance of this man, you would know it was a religious spirit. There was no love in the fellow. I can only judge by what I'm looking at very quickly. I listened to the fellow. It was ridiculous, the things he was saying about Mike Hoggard. And yet, I know Mike Hoggard is trouble. And I would steer as clear as I possibly could away from him. Funny how this professor of truth, he tries to pick one thing this fellow says, and this is going to justify his sin. See, he doesn't need any gospel or any Jesus Christ to justify his sin. He's got Mike Hoggard, one of his teachings, to take care of that for him. The only problem is it never really justifies it. I've listened to some of it already, and I'm going to report it on it further to you later. I had to do this show right now. I just had to. It was on my heart, and I said, well, let's talk about it, because it's going to get a little wilder than this, believe me. No, you're not going to be able to walk away as the victim and pretend that you've been victimized by Pastor Steve and Pastor Eli. You did it to yourself. It's your sin. You are responsible for it. And not Mike Hoggard or any swine or any pretense that you have done nothing wrong or pretense that you are a victim is going to take that sin away from you. You must think the ever-living God is a fool. You must think that, like Cain thought. Cain thought, oh, I'll just tell him I don't know where my brother was. He'll never know. or I'll just kill my half-brother Abel. And because I don't like what Abel said to me, and I don't like that Abel was feeding his sheep on my land, and I don't like it that the father justified his offering and he rejected mine. And so therefore, even though I was warned, says Cain, I still killed Abel, knowing that the father was watching, and then I tried to lie to his face, says Cain. See what I'm saying? You see, you got to be an idiot. You're making a fool out of yourself. Dear fellow, the father's watching everything you're doing. Do you understand that? And you are going to try to fool people and try to save face and try to keep the audience that you have lied to all this time all along. You've lied to the Holy Spirit. You've lied to yourself. You've lied to your audience. And you've lied to the Father, even though you can't lie to the Father. Do you understand that? You can't even lie to the Father. He knows everything about you, sonny boy. And you're not getting away with anything at all. So this is just the first part of this situation. See, because this is a classic situation. You're watching mankind think that they can fool around with the Father and that they can pretend that their sin doesn't exist and that scripturally they were judged, and instead of being full of tears and repentance, they're full of crap, to put it nicely. In other words, there is no repentance of this sin. It is looking for somebody that will agree that it is the victim in the situation, and looking for anybody that'll interpret the scripture in a way that would justify its sin. This is the plain truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no trickery here. I'm telling you about the trickery. You can't lie to the Father. You can try, but you'll never, ever, ever be able to get away with it. What I thank the Father is that I knew immediately that he let me know that this was a character to stay very clear of. And I did. And that's glory to the Father, because he seems to just put these things, you know, just make me know these things. I don't know what it is, but I just knew that something's wrong in this situation. There's money behind it. It is in Maryland. Not that everybody that lives in Maryland is, but it's a hotbed, ladies and gentlemen. I told you also that the powers that be have lost many agents recently that were involved and embroiled in CI. You know the names, Wickstrom, possibly Pastor Dan, unfortunately. I really like Pastor Dan. Visser. And there's more than that, too. I'm not going to name every name for you. See, the defining of lines is taking place. I've been telling you this for a while. The judgment starts in the house of Yahweh first, and it will ensue on these beasts of the field next. You're not going to get away with this. If you're infiltrating, you're not going to get away with it. You see, we're playing against the war of words, and we're going to win. We're going to win because we're overcomers. And you must be an overcomer. We're not going to win with liars like Professor Truth. Liars who lie to themselves, who lie to their audience, who lie to the Holy Spirit, who lie to their brethren, who lie to the world, and tell you that they're professors of truth. You see, it's ironic, isn't it? A professor professes, and a professor truth would profess the truth. And yet the professor who claims to profess the truth has professed lies, and many of them, obviously. If he cannot be trusted in the little things, imagine what's happening in the bigger arena that you don't know about. See, I don't have to know if he's a government agent or not. He told me he was. How did he do that? Because he says he wasn't twice. And then somebody defending him said, oh, he's not a CIA agent. He works for the Department of Defense. Yeah. And the Department of Defense? Is that any different than the CIA? Ladies and gentlemen, how stupid do you think we all are? I guess you'll just have to kill me. Professor Truth. You know, that's another embarrassing thing. It's like calling yourself a doctor like Dr. Wickstrom did. He was no doctor, and he had no command of the English language, so he couldn't be a doctor of letters or whatever, literate or whatever it was. Any more than this fella, he's pretending he's a professor of the truth. As if there's an implied degree somewhere that proves he's an expert in the truth. Sorry, Charlie. Yahweh wants people that speak the real truth. I didn't really want to do this, but some people just have to force something, and I want people to know they're being lied to. You can take what I say and you can dump it in the trash if you want. Or you can take what I've told you and investigate yourself. Pray to the Father and ask Him to reveal to you. And I'm sure He will. These are sad days we're living in, when the government has to send people that are not qualified to infiltrate, even though they think they are. They figure, well, if I know enough Bible like Visser did, I'll get in and I'll soon be a pastor in CI. And then I can mix the aliens with the truth and discredit the whole thing. And then I can laugh behind the people's backs and say, and I'm with a married woman, and my wife lives in the same house as me. I mean, scandal. This reminds me of this Cortez creature. She ain't been in Congress, what? I don't even know, a month, 2 months, whatever it is, and there's already scandal. Well, this fella, he's full of scandal right now. Bye-bye, the Father took care of you. Praise Yahweh, for you won't be lying to Him. Listen, I'll talk to you. I just can't believe these people, the audacity of these people to think that they're going to get away with trying to play the victim when they've been called on their sin. It's just beyond the scope of reality. You understand that? Sorry, folks. I love you. And take that from my stony heart. You know how stony of a heart I have. You know I love you. And if you don't, I'm telling you right now, again.
The edge of day, engaged in play, I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hidden. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The body's young, the semi's weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.